With the BBC News throughout PM, Diana Speed.
The Chancellor, George Osborne, has delivered his fourth budget and admitted the recovery was taking longer than anyone hoped. The official growth forecast has been cut in half to 0.6% this year, whilst the annual deficit remains stuck at £120 billion. Mr Osborne announced help for house buyers, scrapped a rise in petrol duty, cut 1p off a pint of beer, and increased the personal tax threshold. But Labour said that with every budget, things got worse. From Westminster, here's our political correspondent, Chris Mason.
I'm going to level with people, George Osborne began, and a series of frank admissions followed. The independent forecast for growth in the economy has been cut in half. Government attempts to get the deficit down have stalled. Debt will continue to rise as a proportion of national income until 2017. But a triple-dip recession is not expected. And there were crowd pleasers from the Chancellor on beer and petrol, with planned tax rises shelved. One of the biggest announcements was on housing. The Help to Buy scheme, whose name echoes the Thatcher government's policy of the right to buy council houses, aims to act as a catalyst for the struggling construction industry by helping people to fund a deposit on a new house and the money needed to pay the mortgage. There'll also be a new employment allowance, which will take the first £2,000 off employer national insurance for every company in the country, again a measure aimed at kickstarting economic growth. Both the government and Labour recognise economic credibility, or a lack of it, is likely to be the biggest factor in determining who wins the next election. So in response, the Labour leader Ed Miliband suggested the Chancellor's budget could be summed up in a sentence: growth down, borrowing up, families hit.